In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, listeners. We want to take a moment to recognize the importance of mental well-being. At times, the show features sensitive material. Know that there are options, and you don't have to deal with it alone. Our continued support for mental health and treatment comes from Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com to learn more.
The following episode deals with themes and depictions of violence that may be triggering for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Q-Code presents Soft Voice, starring Naomi Scott, Olivia Cook, and Belle Powley. Created by James Bloor.
The True Crime podcast had finished nearly 3 hours ago, and it had put Lydia and Jean into a deep sleep. Their bodies lay face to face, entwined, curving in and out, each the fossil of the other. The time was now 4:47 a.m., and Jean was just beginning to wake. Jean snuggled close to Lydia's face and gently touched it.
Hello, Lydia.
Hello, soft voice.
Do I have a soft voice?
Very soft.
I have to go to work.
No, don't go. Stay with me.
I have to go to PG Thompson's.
But do you want to? Because you don't have to do what you don't want to, you know.
You stay here and go back to sleep. When you wake up, just make yourself at home and I'll see you later.
Okay. Have a good day. See you later.
As Jean let go of Lydia's hand, Lydia sank back into her slumber and started to dream.
Thank you.
Guys, can we actually believe Lydia is here? The Lydia?
Granny Night-Night! I lost you!
Yes, Lydia. That's the main difference between manslaughter and murder. Manslaughter, you might not have intended to kill somebody, but you did. And murder, you intended to kill somebody, and you did.
I need to tell Jean.
Lydia, are you a lesbian? I never would have guessed.
Yes. No.
If you don't know the answer, ask me.
Is there a hole in my skull? All the way through to my brain?
High five is a trap between two. Between me and you. It's one of the oldest medical practices in the world. Humans have been doing it for thousands of years.
I bet you haven't even brought the right key.
I have CCTV footage of you kidnapping your grandmother.
How small of your greasy, droopy, dead slug face.
Lydia, because there is something terribly wrong with her.
Bow down to the property queen! Oh, God. Okay, it was a dream. You were dreaming. Okay, you're at Jean's house. You're at Jean's. You're okay. Okay, let's go and get some water. Oh, Jean's left me a note. To Lydia. Good morning, beautiful Lydia. You make me so happy and I can't wait to see you later. My housemates will all be at work today, so feel free to stay as long as you want. My shelf in the fridge is the top one. My milk is marked with a J, and my tea is in the Middell cupboard of the Middell shelf. Help yourself to anything. I have left you out some croissants. You just need to heat them in the oven for 10 minutes. And my favorite apricot jam. Yesterday's jam tomorrow.
Jam today, Lydia.
Jam today.
Lydia, did you just put your finger in Jean's jam?
She won't mind.
The jam was for the croissants.
I like it on my finger.
Where are you going?
Back up to Jean's room. The kitchen's cold. How many poems do you think there are on this wall?
Dunno. 100?
100? They're so strange. Listen to this one. My least favourite item of stationery is pens. They run out. Most I enjoy rulers. It's nice to see what can be measured and the very small black lines. It's also nice that rules are normally transparent. That's my ultimate favourite type. They don't worry. They can always see through and make it straight there. They also know how many millimeters, inches, and centimeters away there is. Paper is good for possibilities, and sellotape is all right. It's good, but glue would be better, especially strong glue that murders things together, like super glue on the tips of my fingers after it's dyed. It's like it's never going to come off and that it's part of me now, which is comforting after I've forgotten that things will never be the same again. But in the morning, it's normally gone.
How poignant.
Sounds like a child wrote it. And the spelling is all wrong. Why do you think the poems are all written in red pen?
Beats me.
Oh, look. Here's one on the desk. Must be new. I love you like the rain loves a mattress that's been left out on the curb. A big, bowed, sponge sweat stained and smiling. All your springs threatening, the different shapes that you slept in. Uncurling during the mornings that were lighter than the nights when you were heaped upon and soiled and scalloped. Swelling within you to clean you from the inside out. Getting you ready for a mangling when the bin men come to pick you up and the machines who know. You always get the biggest hugs when you're being thrown out a right old squeeze.
You know what, Lydia? You were right.
Right about what?
Right about Jean. Well, right about Soft Voice.
Right about what about Jean and about Soft Voice?
Right about Jean containing Soft Voice. Right about Soft Voice being inside of Jean.
Oh. I know I'm right about that.
Yeah, completely right. Poor Soft Voice. Trapped.
Trapped?
Yeah. I mean, it's exactly as you said. I didn't realise at first, but of course Soft Voice is inside a Jean, stuck, trapped.
Is that because Jean doesn't have a hole in her head, so Soft Voice can't get out?
Good point, Lydia. Of course. Soft Voice must have taken shelter inside of Jean after you drilled into your head and threw her out onto the streets.
I think I was confused at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Aren't we all confused most of the time? I know I am.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But if Soft Voice left through the hole in my head, how could Soft Voice have taken shelter inside Jean's head? Jean's head doesn't have a hole, so how did Soft Voice get access to the property?
Well, Lydia, thank you for the question. I've been wondering the same thing, and all I can think is that Soft Voice is, as we know, very diligent and very resourceful. So I was wondering whether Soft Voice might have found another way into the property. Through the nostrils, perhaps, or the ear canals, or the tear ducts.
But the whole thing doesn't make sense. When Soft Voice was in my head, I didn't speak with Soft Voice's voice, and even though you're in my head now, I'm not speaking with your voice, am I? I have my own voice. So if Soft Voice really was trapped inside Jean, why would Jean speak with Soft Voice's voice and not her own?
Yeah, I think you're getting bogged down in the details, Lydia. What really matters here is that Soft Voice, as you so rightly understood, very smart of you, genius really, is imprisoned inside Jean. And what's more than that is Soft Voice has obviously been trying to find you and would desperately love to come back.
What do you mean by come back?
Come back inside, come back in here.
And by back in here, you mean...
back inside your head.
And how exactly would Soft Voice get back inside my head?
Well, Lydia, I'm glad you asked me that, because it just so happens that I do know of a way.
What is it?
Oh, it's very simple, really. But anyway, I know you're perfectly happy with things as they are. Jean seems to be everything you need, after all.
Dark Voice, how could I get Soft Voice back?
Do you really want to know?
Tell me how.
Drill a hole in Jean's head. Lie next to Jean and line up the hole in your head with the hole in her head, and Soft Voice will return.
And what would happen to you?
Evicted.
How could you say that? How could you say something so insane? So evil.
You asked the question.
Jean is all I need. She's my everything. When I'm with her, I feel like myself. I feel like me. I would never hurt her. Never.
Why, if you say so.
Is that Graham?
Where?
There, standing at the door to my building, pressing the buzzer.
Yeah, looks like it.
Graham?
Lydia. Hey. Sorry. I was expecting you to be in there. But you're out here. I was just dropping off some of your stuff. Sorry it's taken me a while.
Oh, that's fine.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Jesus, Lydia, look at him, he's a broken man.
I mean, I'm not okay. I really miss you.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry.
So you do have feelings after all?
Pardon me?
Oh, God, did I say that out loud? I meant to say that in my head. Graham, it's a bit strange to see you, especially on my way back from...
On your way back from where? Your new lover?
Yeah.
Brutal.
Oh. Right. Yeah. Well, look, I just wanted to see you and say, hey, and give you these bits and pieces and tell you there's no hard feelings.
Thanks.
Lydia... I'm really sorry for the oysters, and for a lot of things. I've been doing a lot of soul searching. I know what you're thinking. Graham probably doesn't have a soul. I know a lot of people must think that about me.
Oh, just give him a hug.
No.
Thanks, but I know you're just being kind, Lydia. I know that's not really what you think. Anyway, I'm going to let you get on with your day. I wish you all the best. Truly.
Thanks, Graham. You too.
Goodbye, Lydia.
Bye, Graham.
Lydia, one last thing.
Yes?
If you ever need a barrister, I'm your man.
Thanks.
Lydia stood in the middle of her living room. Her houseplants, she noticed, were drooping. The ivy hadn't been watered, and the fern hadn't been misted. Lydia quickly spat on the cactus. Since she didn't have a job to go to... Lydia ran herself a bath. She added relaxing bath salts and she got in. She switched on the bubbles. Lydia thought about everything she had lost since Soft Voice had left. Could she ever get her job back? Or her granny? Or her money? She didn't know. But she felt certain that Jean knew. Jean seemed to think Lydia was marvellous without any of those things anyway. If only she could get closer to Jean. Even pressed up against her at night, skin to skin, with tongues and legs and lips, it wasn't enough. If she could just get inside of Jean, or if she could just get Jean inside of her, if they could just become one. Lydia touched the top of her head, feeling for the tiny hole. Why had she done it? She wondered, straining to remember what I had shown her the night before. The memory of her, herself, Lydia, screaming into the mirror, holding the drill. To let something out, she wondered. To let something in. At 4 o'clock, Lydia received a voice note from Jean.
Hello, Lydia. Hope you've had a nice day. I'm coming home from work a bit early. I've got a headache.
Oh no, Jean, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Why don't you come to my flat and let me look after you?
Hello, Jean. I'll buzz you in.
Thank you. Hello, Lydia.
Oh, Jean. Poor you. How's your head?
Oh, it's a bit better, thanks, but it comes and goes.
Come in.
Shall I take off my shoes?
Only if you want.
Do you want?
I want what you want.
I want to remove them.
Okay, great. Do you want a drink?
Some water would be great, actually.
Sure. How was work?
It was great, thanks. How was reorganising the stationery? I love stationery.
Me too. I love stationery as well. I really like rulers.
Rulers are my favourite, especially transparent ones. I actually wrote a poem about them.
I know. I read it this morning, actually.
Oh, really?
I loved it. I thought it was very poignant.
You're so kind, Lydia.
Shall I give you a tour of the flat?
You've got lovely houseplants.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I think they're looking a little bit...
dead.
I think so.
Oh, no. Not dead. Just a bit dehydrated. A tour of the flat would be great.
Right, yes. So, this is the living room kitchen with industrial beams and exposed brick. The neutrals on the wall really open up the space with that high ceiling. And the kitchen was redone last year, so all up-to-date appliances with a granite work surface.
Cheerful?
Boring.
What's this big rolled-up sponge carpet?
That's my yoga mat.
Great! Oh, look at these books! 501 Italian verbs. Do you know them all?
I think I'm on about 440.
Whoa, your brain. What's that?
That? Oh, that's an oboe.
An oboe. Can you play it?
Oh, I'm a bit out of practice. Let me show you the rest of the property. So, this is the master bedroom.
Wow, you play tennis.
Oh, no, it's badminton. It's a racket for badminton. It's a badminton racket.
Ah, oh, cool. Oh. Oh, sorry.
That's fine. Don't worry.
What's this?
That. Oh, that's nothing. It's from years ago. It's just...
It's a medal.
Yes.
A gold medal.
Bronze. It's bronze. It's a bronze medal.
Marathon. 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 You won it for a marathon?
For a half marathon in Lithuania. It was a long time ago. My times have improved a lot since then, actually.
This should be up on display. Aren't you proud of yourself?
Oh, no, definitely not. I didn't even realise I still had this. Just wait in here a moment, Jean. I'll be right back.
Shall I put the shelf back up?
No, just leave it. Make yourself comfortable. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
What a clumsy bitch.
I can't believe I've still got this thing. What an embarrassment.
Absolutely zero respect for other people's belongings.
Thought I'd got rid of it years ago. Bronze. What a disgrace.
What would Soft Voice say?
Soft Voice would never be proud of bronze. Never. Bronze is imposter gold. Bronze is the second best loser.
I actually feel sorry for Soft Voice, Lydia.
Failure belongs in the bin.
Imagine being trapped inside that stupid, big, fat, clumsy slug. If I were Soft Voice, I'd be dying to get out.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Hello, Lydia.
Hello, Jean.
I was just looking in your wardrobe. This is such a beautiful dress.
That's my funeral dress.
This one?
Yes.
But it's black.
Black is what you wear to funerals.
I've never worn black to a funeral. I always wear colours.
Let me show you the bathroom.
Wow. Now that is a bath.
That is a jacuzzi bath.
I've never had a bath before.
You've never had a bath before?
Nope. Just showers. This mirror is lovely. Don't we look nice together, standing next to each other? The mirror is a secret cupboard. Oh, look. A drill.
A cordless 18-volt power drill fitted with a 2mm tungsten carbide bit, to be precise.
This must have been the one you used when you did your trepanation. There's blood on the tip. Look.
How do you know it's blood?
Ow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just my headache. It's getting sore again.
Do you want some painkillers?
I've already taken some. It comes in waves. Pressure. Right there. It's almost like something is pushing from the inside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's definitely blood on the end of the drill. I know blood. Dried blood. I write my poems in blood. My own.
Why do you do that?
It makes me choose the words carefully.
I see.
I have approximately 9 pints of blood in my body. That's about 5,100 millilitres, and I can only write about 100 words per milliliter because blood is thicker than ink. That means in total I have about 510,000 words inside me. So each word is very precious.
So you have to pick the correct words?
Not correct, just meaningful.
Let's go back into the living room. Jean, what is the difference between meaningful and correct?
Well, you have lots of meaning.
Do I?
Oh, yes. Meaning everywhere. Yoga, marathons, badmintons, a lovely bath, big plants, Italian verbs, the oboe.
Oboe. It's oboe? I thought they were just correct.
They must mean something to you.
What?
I don't know. People, too. People are very meaningful. Like your granny.
Yes. And like you.
Why is that?
Because you seem to really know something. Maybe I should work in P.G. Thompson's.
Maybe.
You really like it there?
I do. And I like bowling and true crime podcasts and swimming in the sea. What was your job? The one that you left?
I was an estate agent.
Was that meaningful to you?
I was very good at it, yes. I was actually hoping you might help me get it back.
I'll try my best.
Great. That's really great. Thank you. I'll call my old boss.
Right now?
Yes.
But...
Just tell me what to say.
Well, would you look at what the cat dragged in? Hello, Lydia.
What should I say?
Hello, old boss?
Hello, old boss.
Sorry, is this your idea of a joke?
How should I answer that?
No, I left the estate agency to take some space to think about what was meaningful to me, and I've realised that helping people find a home that was good for them was really nice.
Trevor, I know I left the estate agency to spread myself out and take some time, and it would be very meaningful to me if I could help you make people buy homes again. That would be really nice.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
You're ringing me on my personal phone at 8 o'clock at night, telling me I should give you your job back after I fired you for gross negligence? Get lost, Lydia. Don't you call this number again. And I wouldn't bother trying to get another estate agent job in London. I've already put out the word that you are an unprofessional slug.
So you... didn't leave your job. You're fired?
It's not funny!
I wasn't laughing.
Of course you weren't. Sorry. Why don't we do something else? Something...
fun.
Fun! Yes, something fun. What's fun? What's fun? A game. We could play a game. Play a game.
Sure.
Sure. How about Scrabble? How about Scrabble?
I've never played Scrabble before.
Oh, well, it's very meaningful. You can take some of these letters, and I take some of these letters, and we make words, and they give you points until one of us wins. You go first.
Okay.
What does that say?
Yogurt.
No, it doesn't. It says yogurt.
Yogurt.
That's not how you spell yogurt. You spell yogurt. Y-O-G-H-U-R-T.
Yogurt.
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 That makes your score minus 17.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Oh. You seem concerned.
I am a bit concerned. Do you not know how to spell?
I find spelling hard.
That actually makes sense.
What do you mean?
Well, your poems. I mean, they're lovely, but when I was reading them this morning, there were a lot of mistakes in the spelling.
Poems are made of words, not spellings.
But the spelling makes the word, whichever word it is. There's a correct spelling. Otherwise, the words could be other words. Or not words at all, just sounds.
Words are sounds.
Not when they're written down.
Lydia, Scrabbles is making my headache worse, and I'm quite hungry. Could we have some dinner?
What a great idea. Get your shoes on. We're going to the posh supermarket.
Lydia led Jean into the posh supermarket. Through the fresh produce, through the vegetables and the fruit, straight down the chilly, refrigerated dairy aisle, straight across the wall of yogurts.
Aren't they overwhelming?
Yogurts?
Some yogurts are successful. But which ones? What do you think of this?
Lillian Lemon Mouse?
Yes.
Lydia, I'm sorry, but my headache's getting worse. I think I might need to lie down.
What about this strawberry and beetroot probiotic? Or Greek? Lavish, creamy, black cherry Greek.
Would that be enough for dinner?
I don't know. You tell me!
Lydia, you're scaring me. It's like you don't like me anymore because I can't get you your job back, and I can't spell, and now I can't tell you which yogurt to get, and I've got a headache, and I thought you were going to look after me.
Give her a hug.
Oh, no.
Just apologise.
I'm sorry. I haven't been feeling very well tonight.
I don't want to be a disappointment to you.
You're not. You're not at all. I know you're there. I know you're in there.
Can we go back to yours? and have a bath together?
Yes. That's a great idea, soft voice.
I like it when you call me that. You think I love you, Lydia?
I love you too, soft voice.
Back in her property, back in her home, in her bathroom, Lydia ran Jean a jacuzzi bath. On the edge of the sink sat the drill. Jean dipped her toes, stepped in, and lowered herself down.
Are you getting in too, Lydia?
I will in a minute. Just lie back and relax. I want to give you a head massage.
Thank you.
Where does it hurt?
Just there.
There?
Yes.
And the painkillers, they don't kill the pain?
They do a bit, but then it comes back. A sharp pain, almost like someone's on the inside using a pickaxe.
Have you ever thought of getting them out?
What do you mean?
Well, it's like you said, I suppose. Letting something in or letting something out.
I wouldn't want to try trepanation.
The drill is just behind you, Lydia.
I bought you a present.
Oh, really?
I've hidden it in your bedroom. You'll have to look for it.
Do it now, Lydia.
Come and get in the bath with me.
I will. Just relax.
Soft voice needs to get out.
That feels great.
Let soft voice out, and Jean's headache will be cured.
Oh, that's the exact spot, Lydia.
Let soft voice out, and you'll never hear from me ever, ever again.
She shoots.
Tilted backwards into Lydia's hands. Lydia looked into Jean's upside-down face, her wild, wide eyes, a single tear sliding down her forehead.
Your face,
said Jean with her dying breath.
Your voice, soft voice,
said Lydia, stroking away Jean's tear. And with that, Lydia turned around and leant her head back to meet with Jean's, a tunnel forming between their skulls.
Jam tomorrow, Lydia,
Lydia murmured with a smile.
Jam tomorrow.
Soft Voice stars Naomi Scott as Lydia, Olivia Cook as Dark Voice, and Belle Powley as Jean, Amanda Lawrence as Granny Nightmare, Christian Cook as Graham, created by James Bloor, written and directed by James Bloor, executive produced by Olivia Cook, Belle Powley, Naomi Scott, Jordan Spence, Ryan Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producer, Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Xinyin Hiyu. Producer, Marlena Ma. Supervising producer, Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. co-producer Michelle Zarate. Original music and composition by Jeremy Wallace McLean. Q-Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Braden McCluskey. Sound design and mix by Eugenio Lataglia. Sound edit by Alex Lara Peralta. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sarah Gerritsen. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Additional editing by Alvin Wee. Production coordinator, Brandon Weisner, Jack Friedman, and Sam Brain. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Jillian Evanes. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Soft Voice is a Q-Code and New Name Entertainment production.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.